could shoot that jumper. Sweet jumper.
Would you like to do the honors?
It takes too long. You know, you're talking about Southwest Conference Player of the Decade.
All right, keep in mind, we got six minutes left here.
Four-time NBA All-Star guard, shot 52%. I got to go a percentage up because he actually shot 52% for his career, because I don't want to be wrong. And then he's now in the College Basketball Hall of Fame. He is one and only 6'3", 6'4", guard out of the University of Houston. Otis Birdsong.
Song.
Welcome to the national show once again.
I told you guys about those introductions, man. just say one of my favorite guys is on the show today.
You got it. Here we go. One of my favorite guys now in the College Basketball Hall of Fame is now on the show today. You know I got to give you your props, man.
What's up, Craig?
What's up, Bo? How you been, man?
Good, man.
I know I wasn't here last time you were on, buddy. Congratulations, College Basketball Hall of Fame. Dude, that's freaking awesome. So happy for you.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So let's talk a little basketball. First of all, you know you have to bless the show because it's gone national again. This is the first time. Yep. This is the first time we've actually been on. This is today. After coming off local, on national back in August, and then we went local again, and now we're back on again. So every time we do that, you know, you have to be one of the first guests on. You're in New York, you have a camp, but from what you're seeing, let's talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs. Give us a prediction. Let's start with the Rockets and Timberwolves, the Rockets being the best team right now in the NBA. 65-win season, best record ever. Franchise first. Your thoughts about that?
There you go again, Mr. Homer. Best team in the NBA.
Well, yeah, it's true.
You might have to put an asterisk by that because Golden State had so many injuries throughout the regular season.
I would
give you that right now. The Rockets are the best team based on their record in the NBA.
Thank you. So Wolves, Rockets, quick preview.
4-0 or 4-1 max Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
So beat down.
It's going to be a beat down, no doubt.
Yeah, we know that Jimmy Butler is from Tomball, Texas, so he wants to represent as well as he can. Especially, it's a 2-2-1-1-1 format, playoff format. So, all right, as you look at the Cavs, as you look at the Golden State Warriors, as you look at OKC and the other teams, Toronto, who do you think is going to come out of the East? Is that a dumb question?
Griff, you know, I watched the game yesterday with Toronto, and I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if Washington beat them, man. I mean, Washington let them off the hook yesterday. They match up really well. They have a hard time containing John Wall. He does whatever he wants to do. I wouldn't be surprised if Washington wins that series, but I don't have a lot of confidence in Toronto or any other team to beat Cleveland in a 7-game series. I really don't. LeBron is just dominates the East, especially during playoff time. I still say they will come out of the East.
Four-time NBA All-Star, newest member of the College Basketball Hall of Fame, Otis Birdsong with us on the hotline. So, what are you doing in New York, man? You interviewing for that Knicks head coaching job? Are you going to be like the one guy who's not a former coach or a former Knicks player to like be interviewed for that job?
Great, you're funny. And you're good. You're good, man. No, actually, my son is working on a project, and he and his assistant, Sharon Letelon, they have a lot of meetings set up, and he asked me if I could come up and join him at the meetings. In fact, one of the meetings is with my former team, the New Jersey Nets, so he's doing really well. In fact, he told me to make sure I tell Nate hello from his little nephew, Sean.
Sean, thank you. Thank you very much. Little nephew. He's 6'5".
Yeah, right. But that's what I'm doing in New York, just to support him and make sure he has a good opportunity to get his project off the ground.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations to Sean. Is Michael Ray hanging out with you?
No, he's in Lawton, Oklahoma, complaining. he's not on this trip.
Yeah, I'm sure he wants to be close to home or close to the team in which he played. So, yeah, congratulations to Sean and continued success. Anytime he has your help, and, you know, obviously he's a very bright, smart young man. Anytime he has your help, though, it's got the right print on it. It's going to be successful. So you look at the NBA, and, I know it's early because the playoffs are just getting underway. The Rockets will play the Wolves tonight, and we're not going to continuously harp on that. But right now, because they are or have the best record in the NBA with the MVP on the team.
There you go again.
Do you know, hey, man, look, if people want to disagree with me, they know how to get a hold of me. We can give out the national number, the phone number to the national show. They can call and argue all they want.
Wait till he starts dropping and reigning coach of the year and reigning sixth man of the year, and just wait.
I don't know who the sixth man of the year is going to be yet. I guess Eric Gordon. But anyway, no, not hardly. But you look at the Eastern Conference Finals. Who do you like in the finals?
Man, it's just hard for me to go against Golden State unless they have to play Oklahoma City. I think Oklahoma City can beat Golden State, but if they can avoid having to play Oklahoma City, I think Golden State will be in the finals again. And again, I'm not on LeBron's bandwagon. The East, I'm just not that impressed. Although I must say, I got to tip my hat right now to the Philadelphia 76ers.
They're
playing with a lot of emotion. They're having fun. They're playing together. They're playing good defense. And Ben Simmons is a baller.
You know, it's pretty incredible to watch them play. He had double-digit assists last night, I want to say. And he
almost had a triple-double.
Hey, man, he is an incredible young player. When Embiid is back in that lineup, they're going to be something special. Not quite sure when he's coming back, but you know, you talk about a guy in Ben Simmons who a lot of people thought he was going to be a good player, and he has really been a really, really good player. Are you're not totally discounting Toronto, are you?
Yes, I don't have a lot of faith in their guards. I mean, Kyle Lowry in the big games, he disappears, especially against Cleveland, so I don't have a lot of confidence in them. I would say Philadelphia would come out before Toronto. The thing that concerns me about Embiid coming back, though, is now they've won 16 or 17 in a row. They're used to playing up-tempo, shooting a lot of threes. When he's on the court, they slow down and look to get the ball into him first. So it's going to be a big adjustment to see how they play when he comes back.
I want to ask you about this game. The Pelicans last night at Portland, and they eked out a win. Man, Portland, Portland Pelicans, what are your thoughts there in the first round matchup?
Hey, Davis is one of the top 3-4 players in the league. He is phenomenal. And he's going to, with his ability, keep them in every game in the playoffs. I wouldn't be surprised if New Orleans beat them. Alvin Gentry is a heck of a coach. And it's going to be tough for Portland to go in and win a game in New Orleans now. So I wouldn't be surprised if New Orleans came out of that series against Portland.
Oh, will you be in town before your jersey goes up in the new Fertitta Center?
Great. It's funny you would mention that. I am actually planning on being in Houston on the 25th of this month. The University of Houston, they are presenting me the Distinguished Alumni Award.
Amazing.
On the 28th, I believe it is. So I will be in town on the 25th.
That's breaking news, man. That is breaking news. The University of Houston is presenting you the Distinguished Alumni Award on the 28th?
Yes.
That's next week. So yes,
it is it's the highest honor you can receive as an alumni besides an honorary doctor.
That is amazing. That's congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Congrats, buddy. Hopefully we'll get to see you when you come into town. And in the meantime, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your time with your son. Hope meetings go well. Always appreciate you joining us, buddy. Otis Birdsong, whose banner hung in the Hot Finds Pavilion, whose banner will hang in the Fertitta Center. Newest member of the College Basketball Hall.
See you. Catch you later, buddy.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks, Otis. Otis Birdsong, legendary University of Houston Cougar basketball player.
Great player. Tell you what, when you look at the University of Houston, it's just a few names you can call. Elvin Hayes, Otis Birdsong, Clyde Drexler, Hakeem Olajuwon, Michael Young. There were so many great players there at that particular point in time. Guy Lewis did a tremendous job, but there's obviously great college basketball in the country.
Did you ever eat Pop Rocks when you were younger?
I did not.
Well, how about Pop Rants?
Don't remember that down in Mississippi.
Well, they'll be next.
Next.